There is no doubt that in IELTS, we need to be able to describe what has happened and what is happening. But we also need to be able to make predictions for the future. And we can use will, going to, and a combination of other words to do this. Will can be used to make predictions that are based on our opinions of our past experience. For example, I think it'll be extremely hot there. Will can also be used to talk about future events or facts that are not personal. For example, the best player on the tour will get a special trophy. Two, going to can be used to talk about events in the future we have already thought about and intend to do. For example, we're going to hire a minibus. Going to can also be used to make predictions when there is present evidence. For example, well, we're certainly going to have a varied trip. This means I am judging this from what I already know about the plans. Three, will and going to can follow words like think, doubt, expect, believe, probably, certainly, definitely, and be sure to show that it is an opinion about the future. For example, I think it's going to be a great trip. It'll probably rain every day. So when do we use going to and when do we use will? Let's take a look. We're going to have a very varied trip. This is a prediction based on what I know about the weather. I'm sure we'll enjoy it. This is a prediction based on my guess. So now, let us consider the changes that are likely to occur in the next 100 years. Unfortunately, I believe that not all changes will be for the better. For example, in the future, more and more people are predicted to work from home, and so they are going to feel more isolated from their colleagues. On the other hand, they will certainly have greater freedom to choose their working hours. A further possible change is that handwriting is likely to become obsolete. We are already so used to using a keyboard that today's children are losing the ability to spell without the aid of a word processor. Without a doubt, even greater changes are going to happen in technology used in the workplace. Computers will undoubtedly continue to grow even more powerful, and this will probably result in an even faster pace of life than we have now. Let us hope that our employers will find a way to reduce the stress on workers in this fast pace can bring. I also think these improvements in technology are likely to lead to even more globalization than now, and companies will develop very strong international links. So that's it for today's podcast, guys. Predictions can be used in all IELTS writing tasks, especially task 2 and academic task 1. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. You can also check out my podcast there or here at anchor.fm/AnthonySchultz9. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. The main services I offer are an IELTS Google Classroom and IELTS coaching face-to-face in Southport or online. See you soon.